Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Michael Clark Duncan's cause of death has been released. The actor's recent heart attack caused many to believe it was the main factor leading to his death. However, a coroner confirmed he died of natural causes. Rapper Nicki Minaj has received death threats on Twitter after a song release implies that she'll be supporting Mitt Romney in the upcoming presidential election. "I'm a Republican voting for Mitt Romney. You lazy bees is blanking up the economy," she raps on Lil Wayne's new mixtape Dedication 4. The verse, whether she means it or not, has caused endless insults and threats. Mickey Wright, aka Memphis, plans to sue creators and producers of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. He's suing for $1 per viewer per show for damages that stem from the defamatory statements of cast member K. Michelle, who claims that he beat and stole from her when they were in a relationship. "My family and I have suffered tremendously while VH1 and other companies provided a worldwide platform for K. Michelle to repeatedly assassinate my character," he said. Patti LaBelle has agreed to pay $100,000 to a Manhattan woman who accused her of hurling cuss words and water at her and her 18-month-old daughter during an argument over parenting in an apartment building lobby. Rosanna Monk and her husband Kevin filed suit last year. The Monks meanwhile said they'll donate the money to a children's cancer charity. Nate Dogg's children are against having their grandmother and stepmother in charge of their late father's estate. Nate's wife Latoya filed legal documents requesting his mother Ruth also be named as co-administrator of his estate, a move that does not sit well with the children, who claim not only did they not attend his funeral, but they're only involved for the money and don't have their best interest in mind. A judge has yet to rule. Chad Johnson wants to let his soon-to-be ex-wife, Evelyn Lozada, know he still cares about her. To prove his love, he got an image of her face tattooed on his right leg with the name Ev underneath it. He posted the photo on his Twitter page. It's unclear if the tat is real or a temporary one. Alicia Keys has launched her line of sneakers with Reebok. The Reebok Freestyle High Shoes, which will retail for $80, will come in several different designs. One pair features the New York skyline and piano keys, while another pair features tribal patterns.